can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a Wednesday podcast, midweek in your face. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
What's going on?
You have a financial...
Oh, we're going to start with that.
Yeah, sure.
So, all right, from time to time, you and I have had discussions about what life costs to buy a house, to commute to work, to buy food, to just do anything. So I thought it would be interesting to put together if it was a... there was actually an article yesterday in one of the newspapers where it said, like, younger people are seeking advice from professionals about expenses and finance because they're learning very quickly life's really expensive and I don't think they're ready for it. So it made me thinking, since we've talked about this so much, let me put together, like, a mock budget. And not from the standpoint of this is what person A and B make and now we got to deal from it from there, but instead, what is the minimum you need to make to have these, I would say, essentials in today's day and age?
All right.
I'm going to read you a list. You tell me if it's excessive or if there's something I should take off the list.
Okay, so you're going to give me a list of things. You go, this is an essential item for someone.
Yeah, so I'm going to go on the theory of, see, even renting is very expensive these days. So I actually think the number I'm going to give you for a mortgage is light. Let me start there. So I put down a mortgage, and this is for the Northeast. We're not talking about someone in Missouri. So I put down a $400,000 townhome or home, which is kind of hard to find these days where we live. But let's just use that as an example, with interest of 5%, which right now it's 6, but I'm going 5%.
And you have them mortgaging the whole $400,000, or you?
No, I basically have a 20% down payment. It's a $320,000 mortgage.
Okay, fair enough.
5% interest, and I put property taxes at $12,000, which is going to be put into your mortgage payment.
Okay,
essentially. So it comes out to about $2,500 a month. Again, this is light, but this is the example I'm giving for the exercise. I do think it's more, but let's not knock your socks off. I think it's fair. Maybe you buy a small condo. Who knows? So we'll go $2,500. Good so far. Fair to say most people, yes, you can buy a used car for sure, but most people don't even buy those for cash. They finance them. I mean,
correct.
I finance newer used cars. So I put down $300 a month. Is that fair?
That's very conservative.
All right, so we're talking about two 25-year-olds or 30-year-olds that just get married. They each have a car payment. They got their mortgage. Okay. I put car insurance at $400 a month, $200 each per car. That's what I pay. So I think that's about right. Okay. I put an electric bill at $120 a month. We good?
Okay.
All right. I got a gas bill at $120 a month. Again, this is for like a 1,500-square-foot house.
Okay.
All right, I think that's fair. I put cell phones at $100 a month, $50 each.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I put streaming. I went light here, $25 a month.
That's very light.
You can get Netflix and something else. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Netflix is like $20 a month now.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, that's right. It's $22.
Yeah.
All right, so that's on the light side, but
that's
whatever.
That's very light.
I put a cable bill, if you so choose. I mean, I think even with some people still do that and whatever. I put that at $115 a month, which is light, but whatever. We'll go there.
Are you putting the internet on that or not?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
No, my DirecTV stream is $109 a month. That's where I came up with the $115. I got the water bill at $75 a month. I got the gas bill, your gas to drive your cars around. And this is not enough, but I put $200 total for the month.
For two cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's low.
Okay, so you would agree so far I have not approximated anything.
I believe so.
Okay, I put tolls because in this area there are tolls, a total of $200 a month.
Also conservative,
agreed.
I think.
And I put groceries for two. This is not $600 a month.
Yeah, that's very low.
Okay, so given those, and you would agree that some of those should go up, what do you think that totals out to after tax money?
So, like, what is this person writing checks for every month?
Like, yeah, if you multiply that times 12 months, what is that total the year? Give me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, this is after you pay your taxes. $62,000.
Is what you need to have to pay your bills
Just to pay these bills.
To pay those bills.
You have not gone. Now, $62,000 is approximately $100,000 before taxes. Would you agree?
That you need to earn in order to have $62,000.
Yes. Yeah. So you need
All that $62,000?
Yeah. You think that's more or less?
I would have thought it was less than that.
No, that's because you've, yeah. Because the mortgage is 30 grand right off the bat.
Mm.
2,500 times 12 is 30 grand.
But then then you're spending an additional that amount. Like so your monthly bills then is your mortgage or rent, and then whatever that costs, it's almost the same amount of money.
Yeah, so
when you combine everything, all your other expenses.
Right. So if I take my little handy dandy calculator out, $62,000 divided by 12, your bills are $5,165 a month.
That's total for everything.
Yes. For that stuff.
Yes.
So that's making $100,000 gross. You have, I agree, groceries at $600 a month is not even close to enough money. You haven't accounted yet for spending money. You haven't accounted for a night out once a week. That doesn't account for getting pizza when you see how people spend money outside, you know, fast food and all things like that. You haven't played golf yet. Your wife hasn't gotten nails yet. Like, when you start to add it up, this is the absolute minimum for like a 30-year-old couple that just gets married and buys a modest house, I would say.
And then, so what do you, here's that where I'm really out of touch with things. I don't know how much a 30-year-old is making in New Jersey or Long Island.
I don't know.
Like, what are they making a year?
That's a great question. What business are they in? If they're in finance, they might be making $400,000 a year. If they're in retail, they could be making $28,000 a year. If they're in radio, they could be making $30,000 a year or $600,000 a year. I mean, if they're a doctor or a lawyer, they're making a lot of money. It depends on the profession. But when you think about, I always try and think about people that are just getting started, and a lot of them, maybe not as much as in yesteryear, but a lot of them still have big weddings, and they do, if they're lucky enough to have some of it paid off by one of or both of the parents, they would end up with a bag of cash, which helps them get started for sure. But all of this stuff adds up to a lot of money per month. Like, we didn't even furnish the house yet. We didn't even, I don't know, what if you want to have a repair or a home improvement? Like, $100,000 is like the minimum amount of money you need to bring in as a couple live.
Yeah, and you're also, you did an oh, by the way at the beginning, which is like, it's a $400,000 house, and oh, by the way, they have 80 grand to put down. So it's like, okay, so where did that come
correct.
From?
Correct. That's another thing. Right, I'm going on a $320,000 mortgage when in reality, I think it's probably more like you're paying $550,000, you're probably putting $55,000 down, and you're going to have a mortgage of $495,000, and that mortgage of $2,500 is probably closer to $4,000.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I think I'm just out of touch with what people make because—
Maybe.
And it could be because it's such a wide-ranging thing, like you said. I still listen to the Dave Ramsey show, the financial show. And it's always interesting when people call up with their money issues. And when he asks them what their household income is, it ranges from me and my husband bring home 35 grand to people that seem like they're broke and they're making a combined, you know, 450 a year.
Sure.
I'm like, what are they doing for a living?
Right. Where's the money going?
I mean, where's the money going? First of all, right, how are you getting $450 a year?
For sure.
And then where is the money disappearing to?
Yeah.
So I think that, and that's always been a mystery to me, how people make money and what jobs pay.
Yeah, 100%.
And like when a younger couple gets married, what can they expect to be making to then even know how to budget?
Right. And that's why I think this exercise is so interesting, because all the things we haven't mentioned would be on top of your $100,000 gross and your $62,000 net. Well, you're not going to take, I mean, not everybody goes on vacation, but you look around, most people do. Last time I checked, you can't go on vacation for less than $5,000. You just can't when you add everything up. That adds on to your $62,000, which brings it to $67,000. I agree with you. Most of these numbers are low. The real number is probably a gross of $150,000. and like 90 is probably what you really need cash on hand. So you're right. I mean, that's probably the good question. What are jobs paying? What are people making? And the one thing when you Google it, when you look at like, so if I asked you right now, what do you think what would be median or average? The average income?
Average income, yeah.
The average income.
Well, I think they say median is better because the average income takes the highs and the highs and the lows and averages them out, where the median is right in the middle. This is what people are making.
Okay, so here's, all right, so from 2023, the median household income, not single, household income in the state of New Jersey was $98,800. That's how? And that's household income. What if you have kids? I didn't even factor in kids.
Yeah, you didn't factor in kids or pets.
No.
Kids and pets.
And pets sounds funny. Medical bills.
Pets are very expensive.
Pets are very expensive.
I found that out.
Yes.
As you did as well.
100%. Very much so.
Medical bills, food bills.
One of my cats we had to put down 2 weeks ago. In the last 6 months, I spent $4,000 on veterinary bills.
Yeah.
Like.
There was another thing that you get caught up with these pets that you don't think about is. Like, so, okay, so you book a vacation, like you said, Elvis. This doesn't even include booking a vacation. And you book a vacation, and it's like $4,000, $5,000. And, like, for me, when I'm going on vacation, I have now also have a $700 bill for my dog for the week.
You got to book the vacation for the dog.
Right now, I got to pay, when I get back, an extra $700 for my trip because the dog was going on its dog vacation.
No doubt. And for you, that's another example of where without having a backyard, and I guess your family doesn't live close to you, but if you did, you could have someone come over, feed the dog, let the dog out, hang out for a half hour, and it'd be done, and then someone go back in the morning and let it run around for a half hour. You don't have that luxury, so you really do have to bring her somewhere.
Yeah. But even that, you would have to, unless it was your family, you're paying somebody to come to your house a couple times a day, walk the dog, that, and over a 5-6 day period, that runs up your bill too.
But all these hidden expenses, whether it's the dog, whether it's the refrigerator goes, like happened to me last year, and all of a sudden you got to pay $1,200 for a refrigerator or a hot water. Like, it's nuts. And like I said, $62,000, it's not even, you're just scratching the surface. And if you're telling me a household income, the median is $98,000, so how are people doing it then?
I don't know. The only way I can think people are doing it is the people that got mortgages prior to them going crazy, like when the mortgages were at 2%, 2.5%, those people I think are in good shape. As long as life changes didn't make it so they had to move. Right?
Sure.
You had another kid.
Right.
You need another bedroom. Your job changed and you're now much further away and you have to change there. But other than that, I don't know how.
Right. My example isn't for the people that got lucky, like I think you and I, unless the market crashes, which could always happen. If it just stays flat, you and I are in very good shape with the equity we have built into our homes now. This was more for the 30-year-olds that are getting married this summer.
Yeah.
Like, going forward, how do you do this? I mean, I remember when I first got married, and I know it's 25 years ago. I get it. 26 years ago, whatever. Life was completely different. But, I mean, think about this. I was making 20... Thanks, Mark. I was making $22,400 a year. A year. Not a month. A year. It broke down to like $400 and change a week. And every other week, I think I got like $700 or something. My wife was making $35,000 a year. Almost double me. But not, like, we had a household income when I first got married of $58,000. Now, all right, you want to expedite, you want to move forward 26 years. That's not $100,000. Maybe it's 70 or 80. But in that scenario, we're in trouble. In a lot of trouble. And then I lost my job and had no job except once a week at the radio station making $7 an hour.
You're killing it.
I was coming into the city for a 7-hour shift making $49. And I would ask my wife if I could borrow $3 to go to the driving range.
In quarters.
In quarters, yes. If I can take it out of the change jar.
This is one of those things where when you look at it at individual things, like these are individual bills, this is what individual people make, it doesn't make sense. And yet the world is going round and round.
It is.
Right?
Credit cards. That's the only thing I come up with. Credit cards.
That's all I think about, too.
Mm-hmm. It has to be, because everyone's not making. Yeah, there are people making $450,000. There's no doubt, 100%. But when you look at these numbers, there's, I don't know how many millions of people in New Jersey. If the median number is what it is, that means at least half of the people are making less than what I would think is livable amounts of money. Again, with the luxuries that we enjoy. Yes, you can go, everyone can scale it down, buy a $500 car, hope it doesn't break down every time. I get that. But if you're in the realistic world and you're going to have a car and you're going to have a modest house, and it's hard to do. It's very hard to do on these numbers.
Yep. That's why I think I enjoy listening to financial radio shows, podcasts,
and YouTube. It pisses me off.
Which part pisses you off?
It's not real. These numbers are as real can get, and maybe off a little bit as well. And it's still very difficult. I listen to these shows. This is the one I love. Like, we didn't even talk about savings or investments. You know, the one that annoys me, and I don't think we do badly. I think I actually have done quite well for myself. But I love when you watch these shows and they're like, all right, first thing you're going to do, you get your paycheck, you're going to invest 15%. What? Of the whole paycheck? Every month. Every time you get paid 15%, you're going to invest it. But I need it to pay the tuition and
yeah.
Like, there's not 15% left. Well, that's why you take it off the top. Yeah, but then I don't have enough. But they make it seem like it, and in theory, they're right. Great. But it's not practical. All of these guys are not practical.
Yeah, the ones that I really can't understand are the callers, and Dave Ramsey's big on the getting out of debt, mm-hmm. right? That's really his specialty.
And then you've got people that say live in debt.
Yeah.
But yes, go ahead.
And they'll be like, they'll call in. They'll be like, me and my husband just paid off our $250,000 student loans. He'd be like, really? How'd you do that? Well, you know, we every month. And how long did it take you? 3 years. And what do you make? Well, my husband makes $45,000. I'm like, what? I'm doing the math. I don't understand
right.
how you got there.
How do you buy food every week?
I don't know.
You know what I did? I took my Starbucks money and yeah. I just put it towards that.
And believe it or not, that was $45,000 a year of Starbucks I was having.
It is. It's mesmerizing.
I would love to. And that's one of those things where you know, in our culture, you don't talk to people about
sure.
how much money you make. What do your bills look like? I would be fascinated just to see how different people do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get around
things. I think a lot of it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. I've had certain times in my life I've had to do that too. So there's probably a lot of that that goes on. I think a lot of people tap into their equity more than they want to.
Like what? Like do like take a loan
home
out?
Equity loans. Home yeah. Equity. Yeah. Like to me, there's a part of me that's contemplating that. We have money saved up for college for sure. But with colleges costing $30,000 and $40,000 a year with two kids, I don't have $120,000 for each kid saved up. I don't. We've saved up a good amount, but not that much. So I'm contemplating to make it just nice and easy. You just, you know, if you need an extra, let's say, $30,000 to get through those years. I think that's a way people do it if you're lucky enough to have the equity in the house. Do you pull from some of your investments so you're not borrowing more money? It's different ways to do it. But, yeah, I don't know. That's the other one. I'm talking about investments. How about once you have kids, you got to start putting that money in the 529 plan. Whether it's $100 a month, $400 a month, $1,000 a month, like that comes off the top. There's so many expenses.
Yeah, it is. And yet you'll see if you are able to take that money off the top, how that does grow over the lifetime of your working.
There's no
right?
doubt.
That 401k or whatever you do it, IRA.
Yep.
Does, like, you do have to do that.
Yeah, you need to, yes. I would agree. And I did not. I wish I did. So, like, my older son, he's 20. Last year, here's where the financial things are good. The one thing I have learned is the importance of investing your money, whether it's the S&P 500 or something you feel, even mutual funds, whatever. So we started a fund for him, or he started his own, actually. And he's been putting money in every 2 weeks for a year already. And if you really project it out, forget 10, 12%. Let's say on a 7 or 8% return, And by the time that kid's 50, starting when he's 19, he'll have a lot of money.
Yes.
I wish I would have known about that. I didn't. And we've already set up a junior account for my younger son. He's starting investing at 15 years old. So, yeah, the market can crash. I get all that. But I also know the market comes back.
And comes back.
Those are things I wish I knew more about.
Yeah.
Growing up. And it took me a long time to kind of learn it.
Yeah, I agree. I had the same thing. And I feel like I'm thinking back, like I had a 401k when I moved back to New Jersey from Florida was 2001. So if I was born in 69, 79, 89, 90, I was 31.
Yeah.
And I used my little 401k to buy my first condo.
Oh, okay.
And I meaning I had $6,000 in there that I used as my down payment for my first condo. So I was then starting at zero.
Yeah.
I don't know when I finally started. Probably when I...
Wasn't it this company?
Yeah, it had to be when I first got here in 2001.
Right.
Is when I had to start doing it. And from 2001 to now, in 24 years, it's done very well. But had I started...
It would have done even better.
At 22.
Because these are the years now where it starts like snowballing and becoming and really adding month-to-month.
Yeah.
The compounding interest.
Compounding interest, yeah. Yes. But it's funny, it is so true that when we're younger and, you know, you want to give advice to somebody, like I have nieces and nephews, but I didn't want to hear that advice when I was just starting to work.
Sure.
Like you're saying, like you finally get a paycheck and maybe that paycheck's not so great because you're just starting off. You're going to put 15% in for when you're 65 and you can't even imagine being 65?
Correct. And it
seems
so far away. You're
22, 25, yeah.
But yet, next thing you know, it's upon you. Maybe not 65, but you can start to see it.
Next thing you know.
Yeah, that song, God. But it's true. It is true.
Yeah.
My kids are pretty receptive to it. And I don't, it's interesting in that my dad was a financial guy and did very well. We never had the conversation. I don't know. I'm sure we did, but I don't remember. And I mean, and I started working when I was 13 years old. It was not like I was lazy. I mean, I've been working even 12. I was delivering papers at 11 or 12 years old. I started doing that. I told you I was a janitor at the grammar school in summers making $240 a week. I thought I was rich.
You were so killing it.
I was. And, you know, I split the deal my parents had with me with my first car was they'll match whatever I want to put into it. So I knew that I remember I had $5,000 saved. And my dad's like, well, you're not using all of it. So how about we'll take 35 from you. We'll give you, because there was a car I wanted that was 18. They gave me the 45, but I put 35 in to leave me with something. But I just don't really remember ever having the investment conversation. We might have, and I was never taught it in school, ever.
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely didn't get that.
That's real life stuff. Why is that not taught?
You know, I ran into a guy walking my dog in Bradley Beach who said that's what he does now. He teaches finance at the high schools.
Like literal finance.
Yeah, he said, I don't know what system he's in, but he said it's a requirement now.
It should be.
So maybe more schools are getting
I wish it was there. When we were there.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right, good. Make more money, everybody.
Exactly. Go make yourself some more money.
Or move where it's cheaper.
Or both. You make your more money here where you get paid more.
I like that.
And then you move eventually somewhere where it's cheaper.
That sounds good.
All right. Warm up next. Soon.